Good evening. I'm Chris Moore. It's 7 o'clock, and we are KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to the Opera Box, the beginning of a Monday evening that has all kinds of great classical music, opera from 7 to 8, regular classical music, quote-unquote, from 8 to 10, and then present edge, contemporary classical music, taking us all the way to the midnight hour. So stay tuned as long as you stay awake, and we'll hear some great music together and do some wonderful explorations, actually, this evening about some of the upcoming festivals that are happening during the summertime. And this is something that you know, don't make the mistake of just missing these festivals, because they are world-class, and all of them are a day's drive from here. Some of them are right in our backyards, and some of them a little further away, but we'll be talking about both the opera festivals during this next hour, as well as then a little bit later this evening, the Colorado Music Festival and the Aspen Music Festival and others as well. So let's begin, first of all, by me just giving you an encouragement. Do you have an old vehicle lying around? Because those donations of vehicles are a quick and easy way to make a big impact at the programming you depend on right here. And to everyone who's made a vehicle donation in the station, we thank you. And if it's time for you to let go of your unwanted car and turn it into the programming that you love, you can call 1-844-KGNU-CAR. And a friendly, smiling operator will walk you through the whole vehicle donation process. That's 1-844-KGNU-CAR. And thanks, and your car will enjoy its reincarnation as a contributor to KGNU and as somebody who will be loved all over again by somebody else out there who can really appreciate the car that has passed its prime for you. We are going to be talking this evening about a couple different locations, one of which is the Aspen Music Festival. And it's kind of funny, if you're hearing this sound in the background, and it's because I just got today a really big program in the mail at home, and you would want to contact AspenMusicFestival.com and ask them about this, because it's just very exciting to see what they are doing. And I'm going to talk right now about the world of opera and some of the things that are happening in the opera world at the Aspen Music Festival and School. They're in some ways expanding it and doing some amazing things, because Renee Fleming is there every year, and she will be, first of all, offering an evening with Renee Fleming, soprano, and Rod Guilfrey, baritone, and the two of them will be singing solos, arias, and duets, and that sort of thing, and that is on July 6th at 6:30 p.m. Then on July 25th and 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Benedict Music Tent, we can hear The Sound of Music in concert, and again, that's at the tent, and there's a limited number of children's tickets and things like that as well. And of course, kids love this work, obviously. We also have, as well, in terms of the Aspen Opera Theater and Vocal Arts Department, Verdi's Falstaff, starring no less than Bryn Terfel, one of the world's great Falstaffs. He, as a human being, has a great sense of humor. He can also come across as a very evil, wicked, powerful, raging bass baritone. But in this case, of course, for Falstaff, he's just a crazy, rather disgusting man, but somebody who brings a lot of laughs to audiences, of course, and actually to the characters in the Verdi Falstaff themselves as well. Verdi was 79 years old when he put this opera out. So any of you who think you're too old to do things, use Verdi as your inspiration. He actually composed really great music all the way to the age of 84. And on July 22nd at 7:30 p.m., you can see Verdi's Falstaff starring Bryn Terfel at the Benedict Music Tent. Patrick Summers will be conducting, and he, by the way, works with Renee Fleming very closely to put together an opera program for the entire season as well. So you can check out Verdi's Falstaff on July 22nd. Worth mentioning, too, that Mozart's Don Giovanni is happening on August 18th at 7:30 p.m., also at the Benedict Music Tent. Jane Glover, a great conductor of Mozart from England, will be there conducting that. And that's on August 18th at 7:30, as I said. Opera Encounters on Saturdays at 10 a.m. That's every Saturday for the entire 8 weeks of the festival, which start in early July. of August. And so you can go to the Wheeler Opera House, which is wonderful, and hear some of the very, very advanced singers there, oftentimes with Renee Fleming herself offering her feedback to them. And there's also vocal arts showcases, and there's quite a few of these, and they are free at the Wheeler Opera House on June 30th, July 14th, July 28th, August 11th. All those are at 5 p.m., and so you won't want to miss it. It's a rich variety of vocal and operatic events that are taking place at the Aspen Music Festival and school. So let's take a listen to actually two of the different things that are being played there. One of them is Mozart's Don Giovanni. Don Giovanni is quite a nasty man, probably has had 2,000 affairs in his life and is working very hard to have to rape or seduce as many more women as he possibly can during Don Giovanni, and he earns himself a place in hell. This is one of the only operas that I know of where literally the gates of hell open up and the bad guy is swallowed up into eternal damnation at the end. So not very many operas are like that. It's pretty direct. So let's take a listen to this, a little bit of this great Mozart opera, the catalog aria, where we get to find out about all the different women that he has seduced or raped over the years in all the different countries, including Mille Tres of 1003, of the Spaniards, where this opera is taking place, even though this is an Italian opera written by an Austrian composer. We'll take a listen to this as an inspiration to encourage you to go up and see Don Giovanni at the Aspen Music Festival and school.
Osservate, leggete con me, osservate, leggete con me. In Italia 640, in Germania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna. Mille tre. Ma fra queste contadine, cameriere cittadine, ma contesse baronesse, marchesine principesse, e ma don di grado, don di forma, don di età. In Italia 640, in Almagna 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, son già mille tre. Ma fra queste contadine, cameriere, cittadine, contesse, baronesse, marchesine, principesse e valdonne, d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, ogni forma, ogni età. Grande, maestosa. piccina, la 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 piccina, e ogni orvezzosa, e ogni orvezzosa, e ogni orvezzosa. Giovin principiante non si becca se sia ricca, se sia brutta, se sia bella, se sia ricca, brutta, se sia bella, purché porti la gonnella. Voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete quel che fa, pur che porti la gonnella, voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete.
We heard the catalog aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni, which is also playing at the Aspen Music Festival and School August 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Benedict Music Tent. You can go to aspenmusicfestival.com and get ticket information and a schedule of something like almost 300 different events that are happening over those 8 weeks. Probably the biggest music festival in the country, if not possibly even the world, is enormous, and enormously talented people like Bryn Terfel will be there, and you don't want to miss that. This is, again, you know, figure out your summer now so that you have a chance to take advantage of all the great things that are out there. I'm going to play another little excerpt from Verdi's Falstaff, and that will be coming up in just a moment, and that will be to also encourage you to go either to the Aspen Music Festival or the Santa Fe Opera, because both of them are doing it.
Support comes from Z2 Entertainment, presenting an evening with Bruce Cockburn on Thursday, May 19th at the Boulder Theater. Tickets and information can be found at bouldertheater.com.
We are going to take a listen now to another brief aria, little mini highlight, I guess you might say, this from Verdi's Falstaff. One of the characters, Ford, tends to be a very jealous man, and Falstaff is trying to seduce his wife, and his wife, well, the Merry Wives of Windsor, they're having a grand old time getting their husbands all flamed up with jealousy over this ridiculous, ludicrous knight who is going after them, and this is the scene where he talks about him being cuckolded and how horrible that is. And again, this opera, written by a 79-year-old Giuseppe Verdi, has so much energy and so much vitality and so much grand humor in it as well. You'll want to check it out. Verdi's Falstaff. Bryn Terfel will be starring at this at the Aspen Opera Theater and Vocal Arts at the Aspen Music Festival and School this summer.
Sogno
L'appuntamento preme, non fate più di me. Passate, prego.
Passate,
prego.
Ebbene, passiamo insieme.
Ford's aria, where he is burning with jealousy and ready to kill the ridiculous knight Falstaff in Verdi's Falstaff. And again, Bryn Terfel will be starring in Falstaff at the Aspen Music Festival and School. And if you see almost nothing else this summer in terms of opera, that would be a good one, a very good one to check out. July 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Benedict Music Tent. AspenMusicFestival.com is how to get it. And you would probably want to check them out and get one of their printed programs as well, because it's a lot of fun to look over the program. I've been having a great time, a grand time, getting ready for the Aspen Music Festival and School for this summer.
The best way to jumpstart your own homegrown tomatoes is to buy your starts at KGNU's Plant Sale. That's right, the Plant Sale is back. This is your opportunity to shop for fantastic starts and gardening supplies while supporting KGNU at the same time. We will have trees, veggies, bushes, flowers, houseplants, you name it. That's KGNU's Plant Sale, taking place at the KGNU Boulder Studios, 4700 Walnut Street, Sunday, June 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information at kgnu.org, and see you there.
Well, from Aspen Music Festival and School, we're going to go down now to the Santa Fe Opera. They always have five operas, and my goodness, it's been many, many summers that I have spent spending a week down there watching all five operas in 5 days. That's typical wretched excess for me. And this summer we have three really famous operas, and then one that doesn't get performed very often, as famous as it is, just because it's so hard to put on. So Carmen by Georges Bizet, some of us have just gotten a chance to see that with Opera Colorado recently. Chances to see Carmen are abundant everywhere, the most popular opera of all time, and an excellent first opera to check out for those of you that don't know opera very well. The combination of Bizet's extremely beautiful music along with the amazing, amazing story, the stark realism of the story that goes along with Carmen is just something to behold. So that's at the Santa Fe Opera, and it plays in repertory with The Barber of Seville by Giacomo Rossini, possibly the most famous and most beloved of all the comedies that Rossini ever wrote. I think he cranked it out in about 2 weeks, but it takes oftentimes more than 2 weeks just to rehearse it. It's an incredible project. And then Verdi's Falstaff. Now, we just heard some of Verdi's Falstaff because of the Aspen Music Festival and School and its performance, but a fully staged performance will be taking place at the Santa Fe Opera, so check that performance out as well. And then there's a world premiere of M. Butterfly. Now, many of you are familiar with Madama Butterfly. This is the Puccini opera, and this is kind of a deconstruction, I guess you might say, of this famous opera and all the stereotypes that go into the submissive female Asian main character and that sort of thing. I've seen the play on Broadway, so it's, that play is very, very powerful and quite intense, and also tells a story that I won't even attempt to say here, because the storyline itself is amazing in its own right. And then finally, the other opera that we'll be playing will be Richard Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, which is going to be, with intermission, something like 5 hours in length. And the concept behind Tristan und Isolde is that if you were to have stripped away all of the social repression, I guess you might say, around sexuality, around romance, around pure love, The intensity of love itself will kill you. And that is literally what happens in Tristan and Isolde. Those two fall so hopelessly in love that even though the world is actually willing to step aside and allow them to get married and to spend the life happily ever after, but they just can't do it. They just burn up and die in their own love. It's pretty powerful, to say the least. And this is an opera that also took tonality to the farthest extremes, even though I think it was like 1857 or so when Wagner put this out. But Tristan and Isolde, unless you live in New York and go to the Metropolitan Opera a lot, it doesn't get performed as much again as the fame and validity of the opera would indicate that it should. So go to santafeopera.org and get their schedule of the whole 2022 schedule, rather, July 1st through August 27th. I think I'll be there the last week of their festival, the 23rd through the 27th or whatever, and be greatly looking forward to seeing all five of these operas. Let's take a listen to the final scenes of Tristan and Isolde by Richard Wagner.
Leuchter. Ha!
Thank you.
the final scenes of Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, composed in the mid to late 1800s, of course, in Germany, and then came over to the United States in the late 19th century and was performed constantly here with the New York Metropolitan Opera in the late 1800s. Doesn't get performed as much now because the forces required are so enormous and the voices required are absolutely incredible. And Tristan und Isolde, the Santa Fe Opera, is managing to find the few singers in the world who can sing over these large orchestras and also have the stamina to make it through a five-hour-long opera. And I hope you have that stamina, too, because it really is one of the great operas of all time. Tristan und Isolde is one of five operas being performed in repertory at the Santa Fe Opera. Carmen, The Barber of Seville, Falstaff, Tristan und Isolde, as I mentioned, and M. Butterfly, world premiere performance. This is based on a play, M. Butterfly, which is a kind of a deconstruction of Madama Butterfly of Puccini. So it's one that you probably won't want to miss. So SantaFeOpera.org, they run from July 1st through August 27th. They have a pretty long season and a lot of opera performances. So this is worth the drive down. It's about a 6 or 7 hour drive from the Denver area, maybe about 8 hours from Boulder. So once you get down there, you can settle in and enjoy a really great week. Of course, enjoy all the great artwork that's down there as well. It's about 1 minute before 8 o'clock right now. We are KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And before we get to a classic Monday, let me mention also a few of the things that are happening at Boulder's Dinner Theater, or BDT Stage, which is now called. You can hear on, May 19th and 20th, Play Me a Memory, celebrating the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. But the big summer musical is SpongeBob the Musical. And this made it onto Broadway, won some awards. And it's a May 27th through September 3rd. So you can find out more about that and all the cute music that's involved in that. And every once in a while, they take a little break from that. For example, Face on September 8th, which is a five-piece a cappella male choir, and they do some really great singing, and some other things happening in the fall as well. So then there's, of course, the Buddy Holly story as we get further into the fall, October 1st through January 28th. So check out BDT Stage and enjoy a nice dinner and enjoy some nice musical theater with some more than nice singers, some of the great talent, really, of some of the theatrical talent. They really draw in some of the best and most talented people that are out there in the acting world. We are going to go straight now into a classic Monday, and so I thought you might enjoy hearing some wonderful classical music that will be again a preview of what's coming up at various music festivals around the state. And we're going to be starting with the Aspen Music Festival in just a moment.
Hey, what's up, Dane? Have you heard about KGNU's Youth Podcasting Summer Workshop?
No, I haven't. What is it?
It's a half-day summer camp. There will be sessions from June 20th to the 24th and July 11th to the 15th.
Will I get to use a microphone and be in the studio and stuff?
Yeah, you'll learn how to be a producer for community radio.
So where do I find more information about this?
Email me, that's martin at kgnu.org, or you can go to the website, kgnu.org.
So as promised here on a classic Monday, this is Chris Moore, and we are going to begin by talking a little bit about the Aspen Music Festival in school. Like I said, they just finally, there were some delays because they had to actually sacrifice one of their five weekly orchestras that they have there. And this was their Wednesday orchestra, the Aspen Philharmonic. And they had a whole schedule. They had conductors, they had soloists, and they had all the performers. And guess what? They didn't have any place to put them that was affordable. Affordable housing in Aspen is extremely difficult, and getting an orchestra of 80 young students to be able to get together to perform together in Aspen just became impossible this year. They spend millions of dollars on housing every year, and they just couldn't pull it off, and that required that they change their schedule, of course, figure out where they can take the, put the conductors and that kind of thing from the Wednesday concerts and the soloists and put them into other places. They did all of that, and now there's something like almost 300 concerts that are going to be taking place, and it all begins on June 30th, and then the first big orchestral concert is with somebody you might be familiar with, conductor Marin Alsop, who had about 10 years with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. There is a new documentary that has come out about her, and you can find out more about her from that. But she'll be playing a lot of American music and conducting a lot of American music. Matthew Whitaker will be playing the piano. And so that's the Aspen Chamber Symphony that kind of really opens things off in a big way on Friday, July 1st. And on Sunday, July 3rd, Robert Spano will be conducting, Renee Fleming will be the soprano, Rod Guilfrey will be the baritone, and Kevin Putz, The Brightness of Light, as well as scenes from Romeo and Juliet of Prokofiev. And we are going to listen to some of that music now. And I just want to remind you that, you know, every Friday there is a chamber music concert there, every chamber orchestra concert. And that chamber orchestra is like 60 or 70 musicians. On every Sunday, there's a big orchestra, like 100-plus performers in that orchestra. And then every Tuesday, they also have the conductor's orchestra. So three orchestras a week, I think we can get by. We'll do okay. And then, of course, orchestras to back up things like opera performances and that sort of thing as well. So let's take a listen now to some of the music from Romeo and Juliet that you'll get to hear live. And as we begin that weekend, that first weekend of the Aspen Music Festival that is filled with all kinds of events. Again, go to aspenmusicfestival.com, see if you can get one of their printed programs. I think it's well worth taking a look at so you can take some serious listening. There's a lot of free concerts, probably about 100 free concerts up there over the course of the summer as well.